This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Do you want children to know where the food comes from? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Ag in the Classroom program is teaching school children about where their food comes from and modern agriculture through the many classroom activities developed for teachers. Children of today are the future of tomorrow's success in agriculture. Join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, to continue the Ag in the Classroom programs, our future in agriculture.
10 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 671 3/4, up 7 3/4. July wheat trading at 677 1/2, up 8 1/2. May corn now trading at 649 1/4, up 7. July corn trading at 635, up 8 1/4. May soybeans trading at 1401 1/2, up 10 3/4. July beans trading at 1382 1/2, up 10 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade Monday, May wheat ended the day at 664, down 23 3/4. July wheat ended at 669, down 22. September wheat ended at 678 1/4, down 21. May corn yesterday ended at 642 1/4, down 53. July corn ended at 626 3/4, down 49 1/4. September corn ended at 551, down 12. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1390 3/4, down 14. July beans 1372 1/4, down 13 1/4. August beans ended at 1339, down 7 3/4. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 398.50, down 61. July meal 395.20, down 53. August meal 382.30, down 32. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.06, down a nickel. July oil 50.32, down 3. August oil 50.37, up 3. May oats yesterday 376 1/4, down 20. July oats 371 1/4, down 20. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end sharply lower on Monday, especially corn futures. Carryover speculator and fund selling at the Board of Trade pushed corn futures lower. Thoughts of a large corn crop for 2013 and a higher than expected corn stocks figure.